Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
Please forgive me, coming to you from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are having a good night right wherever you are right now. Tonight I'm going to talk about Not My Monkey, Not My Show. So please stay with me here. I'm just going to play a little bit of this song. This is Gotta Pray, from one of my songs from the Heart of the I hope you got this.
This is serious.
You gotta pray, you gotta pray.
Deep inside, you wanna go somewhere and hide, but that won't change your situation.
No, yeah.
Things won't change until you see God giving you the victory. Stop right now, kneel and pray. God, I really hears you. God, I really loves you. His word is true. God's blessings for you. His truth for you. Only if you believe. Oh, yeah.
You gotta pray.
To pray.
Our Father who art in heaven,
God really hears you. God really loves you. His word is true. God's blessings for you. His truth for you. Only if you believe.
You gotta pray.
out of your way.
We get down on your knees and pray.
You gotta pray.
Yeah, that's right. Get your break.
You gotta, you gotta pray.
What's going on, Tosh Nicole? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright. I'm coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I'm still getting used to that. But God is so good. And tonight we're talking about Not My Monkey, Not My Show. I was playing for you one of my singles, Gotta Pray, for one of my projects that they did not make it out just yet due to some things. But that single is out. It's on iTunes. You can check it out. Just look for G. Wright. But, you know, guys, I got to ask you guys to say a prayer for me. I'm having some little bit of health issues, so you guys just say a prayer for me. And I don't like to announce things until I know exactly what's going on. One thing I can tell you is that something is going on, but I know that God is in control. Send a shout out to my loved ones. I got my friends, family coming through. What's going on? What's going on, girl? I see you on here. You're not saying anything tonight, but I see you on here. Yeah, what's going on, John? I see you, John P. But what's going on, Lisa? Yes, Lisa. How you doing, Lisa? I don't know why I was calling you John P. But I've got in the book, The Tin Drum. Okay, I think it's... I'm going to check that out, Karina. Thank you for praying for me, Brother Derek. You know, so many things are going on and happening right now. And so you guys just hang in there with me. And I didn't want to cancel the show tonight. I wanted to come through. I wanted to talk to you guys, see you guys. I look forward to this time, seeing how God's going to bless us. Thank you for creating the priest. I really, really appreciate it. You know, I did bring my water. So if you guys hear me, if I cut out later early, I will do that. But I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are doing well tonight. This week has been... It's been a different type of week for me, but I'm encouraged tonight. I'm encouraged by what God is doing in my life. I'm encouraged by what he's doing in your life as well. Last week, we talked about the importance of self-care. Thank you, John. Thank you for the prayers, Karina. You know, I got to say this. You know, not my monkey, not my show. Have you guys ever heard that saying before? Not my monkey, not my show. You know, and... I think it's important that we are in tune to what God is saying and doing in our lives. And I think that if we really deal with the house, if we deal with, allow God to deal with us, you know, he's going to start with us first. So we have to, with his house, he's going to deal with us. So I really felt like tonight I just want to share with you guys what God placed in my heart for me to help me and help me to stay focused. And that is staying focused on what God is telling me to do. Staying focused on him, staying focused on his doing his will, staying focused on learning what I'm supposed to learn and doing what I'm supposed to do, you know, and those different things that, you know, God placed in my heart for me, you know, not my monkey, not my show. Sometimes we miss God because you're so concerned with what this person is doing, what that person is doing. What is God telling you to do in your life? Like last week, we talked about the importance of self-care, you know. And as I went through that week last week and focusing on self-care, you know, God will show you different things about yourself, things that you know, you might have overlooked, things you might have not even considered. And when you spend time with God and you allow him to speak to you, speak to your heart, speak to your life, speak to your situation, God will begin to show you things. What's going on? I got my big cousin Niecy in the house. What's going on, Niecy? Love you. So tonight, I'm talking about Not My Monkey, Not My Show. I just want to encourage you, you know, because we can be swayed by everything else that's going on around us that we forget about ourselves. We forget about what God is trying to do in our lives. So if you struggle with finding that private time, what's going on, Sheila? Finding that private time with God, you know, because everything else is trying to get your attention. You know, I just want to encourage you, stay focused on God and doing that introspection into your heart. Like, Lord, what's going on in my life? What's going on with me? And I think that if we do that, we will be allow God to use us and to speak to us and speak our lives and get us ready for this next season that we're going to. Let's not even think about this next season, where we are right now. You know, are we growing? Are we learning? Are we becoming better people? Are we spreading love? Are we spreading hope? Are we spreading the message? You know, do we have that relationship with God? So, not my monkey, not my showing. And when I heard that, it's something that just stood. Karina, you said God and aromatherapy keeps you going. Yeah, find that. What relaxes you? What gets you into that mood when you spend time with God one-on-one? You know, I see that. You know, a nice bath. You know, some gospel music. Whatever it is, get your mind focused, because we have to stay focused, because all these different distractions are trying to keep us from staying focused. And if we're not focused, then we're going to lose sight of what God is trying to do in our lives. So for me, I went through a season where it's like, I was like, not my monkey, not my show. It helped me stay focused on doing what God has called me to do. You know, Psalms chapter 1 says this, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Blessed is that man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Our focus needs to be on delighting in the law of the Lord and meditating on his word both day and night. Meditating on his word. Spend that time. Let the word get in our hearts. You know, and it does matter who we spend the time with. It matters who we're getting the information from. If we're delighting ourselves in the Lord, we're doing what he's called us to do, and we're becoming like that tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. If we do these things, we're not going to be so focused on what God's doing over here. We'll be focused on what is God doing in my life. You know, yeah, John says, yes, Lord, don't watch the news. You know, I feel you right there, John. You know, and sometimes, guess what? I make myself watch it just to see what's going on once in a while. But if you just watch that, guys, it will play with your mind. You know, it's good to know what's going on, but because what's going on there, it does affect us. But don't focus on that. Just remember what we were talking about last week. God is bigger than this pandemic. God is bigger than all these different things we're experiencing. Yeah, I feel you right there, John, Lisa. I feel you right there. You know, and what God's saying to me about this point is this: put your energy into what God is doing. Put your energy into what God is doing. You can miss God focusing on what everyone else is doing. You know, during this time, guys, you know, listen, you know, I don't know about you, my family, we're still grieving. We're still dealing with our own loss. You know, like I shared last week, we almost lost another one. And so we're dealing with some things. I'm sure you guys are dealing with some things too. But I just want to encourage you guys to stay focused, stay in prayer. And listen, we're still healing. You know, my family, you know, my aunt passed away. And I'm still dealing with that. But, you know, I want to just encourage you guys. We got to pray for each other. We've got to pray. I need you. You need me. We've got to pray. Not my monkey, not my show. What is God telling you? One of the things I'm learning is this. What do people leave me? What legacy do people leave me? Keep God first. Keep family first. Keep God first. Keep family first. Do it as God is telling you to do. Love the people while they're here. And, you know, you got to love yourself. You got to love yourself. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true, John. That's true, Lisa. Yeah. Lisa says, yes, it brings fear sometimes. Yeah. You know, and the thing about it is this. While we're here, God has a message for us, right? God has a plan for us. He's not done. You know, it's a matter of seeking his face, seeing what he wants us to do in which direction. But this whole thing about tonight's message, not my monkey, not my show. You know, if we'll stay encouraged and stay focused, stay positive, stay all these different things that we've been talking about each week, we will not miss God. You know, the whole thing is this, that what gets us out off balance again is when we don't focus on the Lord. We focus on everything else except what God's telling us to do in our lives. What's going on, Tamisha? What's going on? You know, so this first point tonight is this. Put your energy into what God is doing. So, guys, listen, for me, it's all about purpose. I love my family. I love y'all, my cousins and my mom's here, my cousins come through. They're here. Some of them are here right now. Now, I love y'all. And I love my friends who are here, people I've known and loved for years. I appreciate you guys coming through. That's what I need you, and you need me. Yeah, that's right, Lisa. Lisa, yes, we have to come together as one, as the body of Christ. That's right. We have to come together as one. And listeners, while we come together as one, you know, guys, we have to also make sure we're doing the things that God has called us to do. You know, don't miss God in this season. Let's not miss God in this season. Let's not miss these lessons. You know, what's going on, Kevin? You know, so we're talking about tonight, not my monkey, not my show. First point tonight, put your energy into what God is doing. You know, you can miss God focusing on what everyone else is doing. The question is, what are you doing? You know, are you building your relationship up with God? Are you striving to do what he's called you to do? Are you touching a life? Are you showing love? Let me tell you this. A simple hug, a smile can change someone's life. You know, how do we treat people? You know, do we treat people the way we want to be treated? Hey, what's going on, Mommy Jackie? What's going on? You know, are we doing that with one another? You know, and listen to this, we have to set the example as God's people. You know, I look at the way we talk and we communicate with each other on Facebook. Listen, if someone's going through, do we make it easier for that person to say, you know, I want to be like that person? I want to be like Christ. Who is this Christ? Tell me more about your God. Tell me more about Jesus Christ. Or do people say, oh, I don't want to be like that person. That person said X, Y, and Z. And I was going through, and that person did X, Y, and Z. Listen, we don't know what we're going through. People are going through so many different things. But we have to be sensitive to what people are going through. And I've messed up myself. I've said it before, I've messed up myself. I was going through some things, and I said some things I shouldn't have said. But you know what? We learn. And the biggest thing is that we learn from our mistakes. You know, are we helping someone? You know, if I'm focusing so much on what you're doing, and I'm forgetting that I'm doing, I might be doing the exact same thing I'm talking getting on you. So we have to pay attention to what we're doing. We have to put our energy into what God is doing, not energy into, you know, fear, energy into this. And that whole thing, we got to use some wisdom, right? We got to use some wisdom. We got to use some wisdom. You know, the other thing I want to share this too. And this is how we basically do it right here. Okay. All right. Okay. Hey, what's up, Brian's in the house. Brian is sharing Philippians chapter. I'm not gonna read all of that, Brian. Which verse do you want me to focus on? But Brian shares Philippians chapter 2, verses 13 to 23. Show me which one specifically you want me to share, Brian. All right. What's going on? Okay. All right. James, while Brian's doing it, I'm going to read James chapter 1, verse 19 to 25. It says this: My dear brothers and sisters, this is the NIV version. Take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Hey, what's going on, Feedy? What's going on, sis? Okay. Thank you, Brian, for breaking it down, Brian. Okay. So Brian shared a scripture. Well, I just now finished reading was James chapter 1, verses 19 to 25. Those are coming through. What's going on, Reba? What's going on, Sister Feedy? Okay. Thank you for breaking that down, Brian. All right. Blessings to you, too, Sister. What's going on? Okay. Tonight we're talking about not my monkey, not my yoke, not my show, not my monkey, not my monkey, not my show. You know, we're talking about basically staying in your lane. Doing what God has called you to do and stay in your lane. First point, put your energy into what God is doing. You know, and when I read in James James chapter 1, verse 19 through 25, verse 22 said, I'm repeating this, don't merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. So put your energy into what God is doing. I can sit here and I can tell you everything. Am I trying to do God's will? Am I trying? Am I working to come better? What's going on, Rob Dobb? Am I trying to do better? Am I striving to do better? You know, listen, when people we're sometimes working through things. We are a work in progress. So when you see that someone is struggling in their faith, someone is struggling in their lives, but they're saying, Lord, I want you to use me, let's not beat them down when they fall down, because we all fall down. But get back up again. You know what I'm saying? Let's not beat them while they're down. Are they trying? Is the person trying? Are you trying? You know, Tamisha says, don't just read the word, but do it. And strive to do it. What's going on, Aunt Mel? My Aunt Fanny's on here. Hey, Aunt Fanny. You know, are we just trying to do better? Are we just going through the whole rhetoric? Right now, it's basically like this. These things are happening. Who are we going to trust in that? Are we going to trust in God? Are we going to focus on what this person is doing? Or are we going to say these things? It's like this. What we're talking about here, guess what? When I'm done with this broadcast, we've done sharing with one another, guess what? I'm having to walk this thing out. Because like I told you guys before, this the preacher, the words for the preacher first. And guess what? Listen, it was going to, Alex, you know, the thing about it is this. Are we trying to do better? Are we trying to live better? Are we doing better? Are we trying to do better? You know, are we doing? Are we trying? Just don't beat people while they're up. Don't just beat people when they're going through, you know? You know, let's help each other up. Derek says this, if we are busy doing what God, what he wants us to do, if we are busy doing what God, what he wants us to do, seeking our path in God, we won't have time to worry about other issues or other people. That's so true. That's so true, Derek. You know, I got to tell you this. I got to tell you guys this. When a friend of mine had passed away, yeah, I haven't forgotten about you, Brian. I'm going to get to that. And when he passed away, God told me, and I was like, Lord, he was so young. Why did he pass away? Why did you take him now? God said, his work was done, but he was doing what he was supposed to have been doing. And it's like, are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? What's going on, preciousness? Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? And so ask that, stop saying, you know, God, you're doing this over there. No, God's saying, I'm trying to do this in your life if you're focused on me. Like someone says, not my monkey, not my show. And it just hit, stuck with me. Not my monkey, not my show. My show. What's up, Tehran? What's going on, preciousness? Good evening. Says good evening, everyone. Feedy, my sister Feedy says this. Yes, we must apply and then share. I love that, how you say that, Feedy. We must apply and then share. Yeah, we got to apply it. And, you know, and sometimes, guys, you know, sometimes, you know, we get off track and we're focusing on this and that. You know, I said, what did I say? Greater is he who's in you than he who's in the world. So what? They're doing that. Guess what? I'm doing this. If you focus on me, I'm going to work things out. Have you ever, guys, ever gone through something and you're thinking, Lord, you said you're going to do this in my life. You said you're going to do that in my life. And then once you stay focused. You stay focused and you did what God told you to do. And then when you come out on the other side, it's like, you had me go through this, but you were preparing me for this next season. You were working it out for me all along. You know, listen, and one of the things about it is that God didn't say it's going to be easy, but he said, I will be with you. He didn't say it was going to be easy. He didn't say the road would be easy, but he said, I will be with you. Guess what? Pain and grief and loss, that's a part of life, and God's going to bring us through that. We just cannot lose faith. You know, Lord, work in my life. Work through me so I can be whole and be the person you called me to be and to do the things you called me to do. But if I'm holding on and I'm comparing myself to what God is doing over here and over there, I'm going to miss God. I'm going to miss God. God's like, put your energy into what I am doing. God's saying, put your energy into what he is doing. You know, comparing, guys, you know, God has blessed each one of us with our own special unique gifts. Even identical twins have different personalities. You know, listen, guys. Let's put our focus on God. Now, before I read what Tamisha wrote, let me read what Brian had shared, and that was Philippians chapter 2, verses 13 through 23. Okay, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but this first part, Philippians 2, verse 13, Brian shared this, guys. That energy is God's energy, an energy deep within you, God himself willing and working at will, and working at what will give him the most pleasure. Do everything readily and cheerfully, no bickering, no second guessing allowed. Go out into the world uncorrupted, a breath of fresh air in this squalid and polluted society. Provide people with a glimpse of good living and of the living God. Carry the light-giving message into the night. So I'll have good cause to be proud of you on the day that Christ returns. You will be living proof that I didn't go to all this work for nothing. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing that. If you guys get a chance, finish reading the rest of that, rest of that scripture, Philippians 2, 13 through 23 that Brian shared tonight. Tamisha says this, often we beat ourselves up because we look at others and are frustrated because we are not at their level. We are running different races at different paces. All right, Tamisha, that's so true. Whoo. I'll have to read that one again. Tamisha wrote this, often we beat ourselves up because we look at others and are frustrated because we are not at their level. We are running different races at different paces. No, listen, guys, you don't know, like CeCe Ryan sang that song, Alabaster Box, you don't know the cause of my praise. You know, you don't know the cause of the oil in my alabaster box. Listen, we are all at different places, right? And you might be where you are. You might say, well, first of all, let me ask this question. Have you guys ever been there? Like Tamisha's saying, have you ever compared yourself, say, well, that person's doing that. That person sings, but you don't know that person's singing with the fire, Lord. But you don't know what that person's walked through. You don't know what God has done in that person's life. you know. And if we're not willing to go through the fire, if we're not willing to go through the test, we will not have the testimony to preach like that person or to sing like that person. But you can do what God has called you to be, do, to be the best person God has called you to be the best you. Preciousness says this: I'm doing a 7-day challenge for myself, and there will be a lot of people that's not going to understand, but it's for me and not for them. That's so true. That is so true, Preciousness. That is so true. It's not about them. It's about you. It's for me. It's not for them. And that's what you focus on, Preciousness. My brother Willie says this. That brings me back to a Reverend Clay Evans song. And he talked about seven of his members were killed in a car crash. And Reverend Clay questioned God and asked him, why did you take them then? Okay. Why you take them? I'm sorry. I lost my place. Why did you take them? They was my faithful members. Reverend Clay said, I had some others I thought he should have took. Wow. God spoke back to him and said, I told them because they was ready and God was giving them other times to get right. So my story is live. My story is live. And give your best to God. Amen. Thank you for sharing that, brother. Thank you for sharing that, Brother Willie. Thank you for sharing that. You know, I was like, God, why? Why did this person leave? Why is this happening like that? And like I said, that person has done their part. That person, they've lived their life, up to us to live our lives. It's the way it is today, we really don't know when our time is. But the question is, are we ready? The question, are we ready? Are we going to focus on everything that everyone else is doing? Are we going to say, look, let me focus on what God is telling me to do? For those coming on, we're talking about tonight, not my monkey, not my show. It's about really focusing on God and staying in our own lane, doing what God has called us to do. And focusing on that. And then I've learned to start just saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything you're doing in my life. Thank you. Like my sister Deborah, she gets up and she thanks the Lord every day. Listen, I woke up seeing my mom pray every day when I was growing up, guys. She was on her hands and knees praying to God, thanking the Lord every day. She set a good example. Set a good example for your kids. Set a good example for them. Set a good example for those people who are looking up to you. They might not be your children. It might be someone else's children. They might be your nieces, your nephews, your little brothers or sisters. So someone is looking at you, and they're looking to see how does that person deal with this stuff. People are looking at you right now to see how are you dealing with this pandemic. You know, are you focusing on what this person is doing, what that person is doing, or are you focusing on what God is doing, telling you to do? See, we can miss God by focusing on what everyone else is doing. God said, focus on me. Evangelista says this, we must not measure our gifts, talent, or abilities with anyone else's. We are uniquely made, so no competing or need to envy or wait on anyone. My walk is exactly that, my walk. My praise is my praise. Focus and keep developing daily. Your crown awaits you. All right. Thank you for sharing that, Evangelista. My walk is exactly that, my walk. My praise is my praise. Focus and keep developing daily. Your crown awaits you. One thing that my cousin, one of my older cousins, Eureka Wright, she's a temporary gospel artist and minister as well. And she was like my mentor growing up, one of my mentors growing up. And one thing that always stuck with me was she said this, your ministry might be an area ministry. It might be a national ministry. It might be a global ministry, international ministry. But you touch people where you're supposed to touch. The people you're supposed to touch, you will touch. If you are willing to allow the Lord to do that. If you're willing to allow the Lord to use you. Hey, Kathy. Good evening to you, Cynthia. Hey, what's going on, Deborah? You know, and that stuck with me. You know, reach the person you're supposed to reach. Be the best you that you can be. You know, Lisa says this. We must not question God. He created us, and he can do just what he wants to do with us to his plan. That's the truth, Lisa. We have to get to that point, that place where you say, you know, Lord, I'm in this uncomfortable place, but I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. Yeah, Willie says this pandemic has really tested my, you know, it's really testing our faith. Because guess what? All these different things we've been learning, going to church and singing, oh, yeah, you know, now it's like, okay, what did I do? What were you singing last week? What were you singing before we went to this pandemic? What was the preacher talking about? What were you studying? What was I saying to you? Now it's like, okay, now you got to use those things. Now you got to stand on that word. You know, and it might be hard sometimes, guys, but, you know, God will not give us too much that he cannot bear. You know, and he will bring us through whatever it is that we're going through. His yoke is easy, and his burden is light. We've got to believe that. And, you know, and I'm telling you this, as a songwriter, you know, guess what? All these different things I'm singing right now, guess what? I'm going through, I've lived it, I'm going through it, I'm living it. Not my monkey, not my show. Let me stay focused. You know, and the thing about this, second point tonight is this. We just on the first point, but this, I'm enjoying this conversation. I don't know about you. Make sure that you are right first. You know, the biggest thing is this. You know, not my monkey, not my show. You know, one of the things about it is this. If we're doing what we're supposed to do, make sure you are right first. You know, you can always help and give a helping hand and give a suggestion if the person asks for it. If they ask for it, one thing I learned, if they didn't ask for my opinion, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. But if they ask for my opinion, and they open that door, then I can say, well, I've been through this. What about X, Y, and Z? But one of the things about this thing that God was telling me was this. Look, you got to deal with yourself first. Deal with yourself. Let's look at the man in the mirror. What's going on, Angela? You know, let's look at the man in the mirror. Look at yourself. No, Lord, what do I need to do? What do you need to do in my life? What are you trying to do in my life? You know, Luke chapter 6, verse 39 to 42, Jesus says this. He also told them in this parable. Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into a pit? The student is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when you yourself fail to see the plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the plank out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Allow God to deal with you first. Amen. Allow God to deal with you first. And that's the biggest thing. Allow God to deal with you first. You know, and then, you know, and the biggest thing is this. I can sit here and I can say for days and, you know, what about this? What about that? And all these different things. But, you know, am I trying? Like I ask people, are you trying to do better? Are you trying to live better? There's a song, Sweep Around Your Own Front Door. Oh, Derek, I'm going to get you on there and sing that. Andrew says this pandemic is a test so that at the end will be a testimony. All right, Angela, don't start tonight. She came in already. You know, Petey says this. Time to take them notes out. Replace sermon conference videos and go to your hiding place. Seek the Lord's face. The Lord's face. Be open to receive. Be open to receive. Be open to receive. The biggest thing is this. Are we willing to allow God to work in our lives? Are we ready to deal with that stuff, those things we don't like about ourselves, but God said, that's standing in your way. He might be saying, that's standing in your way of what you're trying to get to. Allow me to deal with this. Sometimes we're wondering how come our ministries aren't growing as quickly. God's like, you know, perhaps it's that time. Not yet does not mean no. But if we're not willing to go through it, that blessing could be a curse. And that's not what God wants in our lives. You know, not my monkey, not my show. We got to stay in our lane. We have to be willing to do what, put our energy into what God is doing and trying to lead us and where he's trying to lead us to and bring us through. And then we have to make sure that we are first. we are right first. Now, I can't tell you about something, I'm doing the exact same thing. You know, and it's all about becoming better, because no one's perfect. I don't care how much you think that person is perfect. What's going on, cuz? What's going on, Archbishop? What's going on, cuz? I don't care how perfect you think that person is. Guess what? That person's not perfect. And a lot of people lose their faith and lose their hope because they're thinking that the pastor is perfect. They're thinking that leader is perfect. Oh, that person, they sing the right one every time, whenever they get to take the mic. Oh, they're doing it up. Whenever he preaches, he's fire coming down from heaven. Whenever she lays hands, someone's falling out. But we get off focus because we begin to idolize that person. Not saying that person is a human being. You know, that person go through the exact same things you're going through, maybe even worse. People aren't human. Let's put our focus on God. Lord, help me. Help me to do what you called me to do. You know, Willie says it's clean around your own backyard before you can clean around the William brothers. I receive that in Jesus' name. That's amen, Willie. Amen, brother. Derek says, do people realize how big a plank really is? You know what, Derek? You know, Derek? That's a good question, because you know what? Well, I might need to just look that up and see how big a plank really is. That's a good one. Bless you and love you, cousin, Reverend Dr. Wright. Love you too, cuz. Love you too, Archbishop. You know, that is true. Have you guys ever thought about that? Look up on your Google and see how big a plank is. Just do it. You know, but listen to this, guys. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you as well. You know, make sure you're right first. Our main goal, seek his kingdom and his righteousness. It's not saying seek his kingdom doesn't mean things, not certain things. Seek his kingdom. Seek him and his righteousness, being in right standing with him. And all these things will be given to you. What will happen if we decide, let me seek God first? And listen, as you seek God first, you're wanting to be in right standing with him, guess what? He's going to show you some things about yourself that you don't want to see. It might be ugly. It might be uncomfortable. But if you will listen to what he's saying and allow him to work through you, listen, I am a work in progress. God is working some things in me. You hear me? And I'm going to say this, guys. Sometimes when God tells you to do some things, you might say, I don't want to do that. I want to do it my way. I've done that. And I've seen the results of doing it my way. When God said, keep your mouth shut, and I had to open it, and I saw it myself. Listen, it's better to do what he's calling you to do and telling you to do. You know what I'm saying? You know, just stay focused on him. Angela says this pandemic has swept away all of the everyday barriers and excuses we would use not to look at ourselves. It has forced us to be still and know. All right, Angela. Whew, you came in here starting, Angela. Listen, you're telling the truth. Yeah, we've been talking about this, Angela, for the past couple weeks. You know, no excuses. My sister Deborah said that a couple weeks ago. No excuses. We have no excuses. No excuses. Where are you going? Where are you going? Where are we going, really? If we say we love God and we want to see God move in our lives, and we're dealing with life's issues, we're dealing with pain, we're dealing with grief, we're dealing with everything, and it's like, okay, you say, look to me, come to me. I'm here. God wants to heal your heart. He wants to heal your soul. And there's no excuses. Oh, I've got to go over here. I got to go over here. I got to take a kid over here. You're not going anywhere. What, going for a walk around the block? You know, okay. You know, now is the time. Some of you guys have been praying for change. I need change. And God says, okay, this situation has happened. Now what are you going to do? Your change is here. You necessarily can't do the exact same thing the exact same way. It's a different dispensation. It's a different time. What are you going to do now? It's big enough to walk on. Oh, it's big enough to walk on, Derek? Okay, thank you, Derek. You know, my cousin Archbishop says this, when you allow the Lord to remove the plank from your own eye, it gives you a proper perspective and compassion When you see, I love that. No one said, we didn't say that word tonight, did we? A proper perspective and compassion when you see others with splinters in their eye. Not judgment, but compassion. I love that, cousin. Not when you allow the Lord to remove the plank from your own eye. It gives you a proper perspective and compassion when you see others with splinters in their eye. Thank you. Thank you, cuz. I love that. I love you, cuz. I love you, big cuz. That's my big cuz right there. Listen, compassion. We didn't say the word compassion, did we, tonight? Thank you, big cuz. It gives you a proper perspective and compassion. Not to take it out so now I'm going to judge you now. No, compassion. Because you know what you've been through. And they overcame the enemy. Revelation said they overcame the enemy, the evil one, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, right? Share your testimony. Share what God has done in your life. You know, share what God is doing in your life. I'm sharing what God is doing in my life. Willie says this, Angela, that's so true. You can run, but you can't hide. All right? All right, Willie. That's Willie's father's, and I call him Mr. O. That's his son. That's his song. You can run, but you can't hide. Now, what you going to do? God is the showstopper. You're not right. You're telling the truth, brother. God is the showstopper. Deborah says, right. God is the showstopper. What are you going to do? And that's the biggest question. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I'm just thinking, guys. I'm feeling so good tonight. Philippians 2:12, it says this. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Listen, guys, this is not a, I was telling someone, we were talking about this earlier, I was saying this was like almost like an out-of-body experience. Like, I'm seeing these events, like, it's like, is this really happening in our lifetime? Are we really going through this right now? It's like, yes. Guess what? This is not a dream. This is real. I'm seeing God. When you focus on, I'm going to go back. I'm seeing God moving people's lives. And I'm seeing him moving my life. There's some things I said I would not try, and I tried it. And I'm just giving my testimony right now. I've lost 20 pounds. I'm just sharing it. I'm just telling you this. You know, I'm not sharing an agenda. I'm just giving my testimony, and I'm just saying what God has done, what God is doing in my life. Now, I've used some of these detox teas, and I've done it. I've lost 20 pounds, about 20 pounds off my gut, for real, guys. And I wasn't going to do it, but I tried it. And it's working in my life. You can check it out on my page. I put that on my page and everything. I'm seeing God. I'm seeing people doing things they never thought. I said, I would never run. Why do people run in the street? And guess what? The gym is closed. Guess what? The gym is closed. And let me tell you this. It's like, okay, God, I need this exercise. I need to do this. I need to do this cardio because I'm going to lose the muscles I'm working on my leg. And God said, go out there and run. Go out there and jog. You know, like, I don't know about that in my neighborhood, but you know what? I'm very, very careful where I'm running. And I'm not running everywhere. And I run during the day. You hear me? But, you know, the point I'm saying is I'm doing things that I never thought I would do. Some of you guys are doing things you never thought you would do. Some of you guys are using the internet more than you ever realized to do the work of the Lord because you can't go into the church building. You know, some of you guys are writing more. I hear people talking about their writing. I've seen people who picked up their pens and their drawing. I know someone who just created a book. He's about to release a book. Thank you, John. Thank you, Lisa. Your guys brought me in a mighty, mighty long way. Thank you. And praise God. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. Because if you know, I'm sorry, guys. Hallelujah. I'm just saying glory, hallelujah, guys. Because I'm telling you this. This, what we're going through right now, guys, let me tell you this. This was a trigger for me. All this loss. in grief like this, I would be in major depression right now. And I'm not even sure I would make it. What's going on, Aaron? So God knew to bring me through what I went through, to make me stronger, to deal with this, to bring me through and to place people by me, by my side, say, try this. I'm telling you guys, I would have been eating double portion size for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I wouldn't be cooking anything. Everything would be fast food. When I went through that depression, I went through it. It was real. You know, Ivani says, pray for Gary, please. Pray for healing that he had complex with surgery today. Oh, guys, we're going to definitely pray for my brother down in Georgia. Pray for him. Thank you, Ivana, for coming through and let me know that. Definitely pray for Gary, my buddy, my brother Gary. We'll pray for him before we leave tonight. I have some of my cousins coming through. Hey, we'll pray for Ivana. Preciousness says this: having two strokes 2 months apart, lost vision in right eye, being assaulted, hit in the head by a guy with a bottle, and being in a coma for 5 days, learning how to walk and talk twice in my life. So I know how good and merciful God is, because he never left me nor forsake me. Amen. 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 Preciousness. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, people going through some things, guys. You might think that you're going through, and when you are going through, guess what? You are going through it. It's your experiences are your experiences, and no one can take those experiences away because you've experienced those experiences. You know, God is good. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that, Preciousness, a little bit of your story, because guess what? Someone needs to hear that. Peter says, very creative. Peter says, let the glory fall. Just for thank you for sharing. Look, that was a little bit of her story. Thank you for sharing that, Preciousness. You know, thank you for sharing that. Willie says this: I tell you what, you can't tell me God don't know how to get us to act right. LOL, he would shut down the whole world. Yeah. Prayers going up. Thank you, Willie. Amen, Willie. Thank you, bro. Thank you for your transparency. It's definitely helping somebody. Yeah. God and I are with you. Got your back. Thank you so much. He's preparing you, Gregory. Thank you, Angela. Don't get me start crying up in here tonight. I am not going to cry. I'm not going to cry tonight. You know, I don't really cry a whole bunch, but tonight I'm just feeling just a little bit. And, yeah, Angela, I'm telling you guys, I would not have gotten through this a couple of years ago. What we're going through right now would have been too much for me, because I was dealing with so much loss over here, over there, and I would not have been able to handle this. But God has brought me to this place where I'm able to, and he has people around me. So it's very, very important that you have people around you who you know love the Lord just as much as you do, if not more than you, and people you know you can call and get them to pray for you. Thank you, Angela. Yeah, he was preparing me. He was preparing me, because I never thought I would have gone through what I went through, but it was one of the worst times in my life. Sorry about that, guys. You know, and listen to this, I got to tell you this. You are what you eat. You are what you eat physically, spiritually, emotionally. We've been talking about these different things, right? You say you cry with me? Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much. You know, we will cry with you. I'm also a private cry. Well, it might happen. Whew, it might happen. You know, listen, it's so good. Thank you, Mom. Thank you. Now I'm laughing. Listen, guys, you know, God is just so good. And, you know, tonight we're talking about Not My Monkey, Not My Show. For those who are coming through, this is the Heart Love Radio Show. And, guys, I'm just encouraged. Matthew chapter 15, verse 18. But the things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart, and these defile them. So what comes out of your mouth? But the things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart, and these defile them. You know, I just encourage you guys, you know, what are you speaking? Whatever you're eating, whatever you bring into your spirit, whatever you put into your mind, physically, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, whatever you but you're consuming, and it's going deep down into your roots. Guess what? Those things that defile you, things that come out of your mouth. You know, but what are you allowing? What are you eating spiritually? What are you eating physically? It's if I eat a whole bunch of junk and drink a whole bunch of junk, guess what? I have all that sugar, and I'm not going to be healthy at all. You crying now, Preston? Praise God, Preston. Don't make me cry up in here. You know, no need to probably just think. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, prayer warriors are needed, even if from afar. Your show is a lifeline. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much. Thank you. You know, guys, I'm telling you this. I just want to do what God's called me to do. What about you guys? I just want to do what he's called me to do. I want to spread love. Am I perfect? I am far from perfect. You know, not my monkey, not my show. God's showing me, stay focused on me, not on what everyone else is doing. I will raise you up. And God said he will raise you up. He will raise your personal ministry. He will raise whatever it is he's wanting to do in your life. You got to believe him. You got to trust him. You got to believe and trust him. Derek says this, that's why we don't complain, because he knows. All I've been through since January, he knew. And with everything else, he knew. And I'm so glad I know him. All right, Derek. That sounds like a song, Derek. I need you to go ahead and write that song and sing that next week. Willie says this, dear Lord, touch my brother. Only you know what's wrong with his body. You made him so. You, the only one can that can fix him. Lord, I thank you for it. And I'm not going to ask no more because it's already done. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for praying for him. Thank you for praying for him. Thank you, Willie. God is moving right now. Amen. I believe that, Lisa. I believe that. I believe that. I believe that God is moving right now. You know, Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, what? Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Everything you do flows from your heart. So you got to guard your heart above everything else. You are what you eat. Some of us, we look at people and we say, how did a person go through this and go through that? And you know, guess what? If you see a person, and then let's say, look at a preacher, how did that person go through? Guess what? They allowed the Lord to bring them through it. They didn't die in that. They didn't allow the situation to kill them. They kept their focus on God, and God brought them through it. They learned. They learned. They digested it. They learned from the lesson. Say, look, I don't want to go through that lesson again and over and over again. I want to keep on missing that left turn because I decided, let me do it my way, and keep. And they had to go back through the desert again over and over and wait for the next season. God said, let's go ahead and do it now. Let's get it right now. Guard your heart above everything else. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. The enemy goes for your heart because, you know, if he gets your heart, he can take you. When you get that desire and that will to do God's will, he's got you. Guard your heart. Know who's around you. Know who you're listening to. What are you letting into your spirit? Who are you letting into your space? When you feel like giving up and you look over to your left, is that person telling you, yeah, give up? Or they throw in their towel and say, wipe your face and keep on going, I'm with you. Do you have those type people around you? Or do you have the type of other people around you telling you, you not going to ever do that? Don't try to do it. Why are you trying to be holy now? You almost 50 years old. You know, or do you have someone around you saying, you know, God is able to do what he said he would do. You know, he's able. He is able. I want to tell you tonight, God is able. God is able. You just got to believe it. You've got to believe. We're talking about tonight, not my monkey, not my show. First point, put your energy into what God is doing. Second point, make sure you are right first. Third point, I've got to even write the third point now. You are what you eat. You are what you eat, guys. You are what you eat, what you put to your spirit, all those different things. Are you putting good things? Are you putting bad things? Adjust, but don't quit. All right, Lisa. She said, adjust, but don't quit. All right. Yes, Feedy says, guard your heart and renew your mind daily to many distractions. Yeah, daily to many distractions. Yeah, there are a lot of distractions. There are a lot of distractions. The question is, are we going to stay focused? Stay focused. Don't lose yourself in those distractions. Don't lose yourself in those distractions today. You know, and 1 John 4:1 says this. 1 John 4:1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into this world. Let me tell you this, guys. 1 John 4:1, beloved, believe it, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Listen, guys, are we judging spirits? I mean, people say different things, and this person said this. I'm saying that goes against what the Bible says. You know, try the spirit by the spirit. I don't care if that person is in leadership. What does the word of God say? Are they speaking against the word? NIV version says this: Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out to the world. Guys, you have to read the Bible for yourself. You know, if you need to get a concordance, a Greek concordance, to see what does this word mean in the Greek, in the original language, what does it mean? Study to show yourself approved. Study, study, study. Guys, listen, you got to know the word of God for yourself. You've got to know the word of God for yourself. And are we willing to study? Because we have nothing but time now to study. Petey says this: Yes, sir, try the spirits, they bootleg version. Yes. Yes, I love it, Evangelista. Willie says this: If God can't do it, then guess what? It can't be done, because God can do all things if he chooses to. All right, drop the mic. Drop the mic. That's so true. That is so true. That is so, so, so true. You know, God, I'm just thinking, guys. Have you ever been in mentor and you just have to think? Not my monkey, not my show. When you focus on what God has called you to do, and you realize, if I put in negativity, I'm only going to get negativity out. But if I put in word of God, if I put in positivity, if I speak life over my life, if I speak the word of God over my life, if I speak the word of God in my situation, if I speak the word of God to what the enemy is trying to, listen, the weapons might be formed, but they won't prosper. Those things might form against you, but when you speak the word against that thing, you have no victory over my life. You have no victory. You cannot stop what God is doing in my life. You cannot stop what God has destined me to do. And you speak the word of God over your life. You speak that positive affirmation over your life. And you do it daily, and you get into your spirit. You begin to grow. Just listen. You can be doing what God has called you to do. I'm seeing God move in some people's lives. Took them from beginner to regional director. Here you go, Deb. You know, and just speaking the word, setting goals, speaking the word, doing the thing, changing lives, encouraging lives. And my sister encouraged my life, and I've been doing it, guys. I have been doing it. Hey, cuz. Hey, Brenda. And I'm telling you, I'm excited to see what God's doing in my sister Deborah's life. And I'm excited to see what God is doing in my life. I'm excited to see what God is going to do in your life. I'm excited to see what God's going to do in your lives when you say, you know what, not my monkey, not my show. I'm not going to focus on other people. I'm going to focus on God. I'm going to allow him to do that surgery, open heart surgery on me to change my life. Lord, I'm not going to squirm. I want to go through this process so I can go to the other side. Now, the question is this. Are we really ready for those blessings that we've been praying God for? If we get those things prematurely, guys, it might die. But if we stay the course, say, I'm not going to give up. If we stay the course, say, I'm going to keep my trust in you. What will happen in God, in our lives? And this is God blesses us so we can be a blessing. It's not just for us. It's to bless others. Now, I'm going to tell you this. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. I pray right now for my brother, Gary. I pray, Lord, that you will bless his body. I pray that you will bless him, Lord God. I pray that you will heal him as only you can heal him, Lord. I pray, Father God, that you will bless those who are going through grief, those who are dealing with with people who are, it might appear to be standing at death's door, but Lord God, we know that God, that all things work out together for your good, Lord God. So we pray right now that you would move and have mercy and bring people out of their trials, bring people through their tribulations. And Lord God, and even regardless of whatever happens, Lord, we just say yes, Lord. We believe you and we trust you. Lord, I pray, Father God, for your people that we will not lose hope in this season. I pray that everyone will focus on you. I pray, Father God, against sickness. I pray against the COVID-19. I pray, Lord God, that, dear God, that you will be glorified. I pray, God, that you will move through your people. I pray, God, that people will prophesy. I pray, God, that people will see visions. I pray, dear God, that you will bring people through their situations, Lord God. We thank you, God, for Gary. I pray for the other families, those who haven't said anything, but I know that their family members are going through and they're healing. They're going through healing right now. Whatever they're going through, Lord, I pray you bring peace to their situation. And I pray, Father God, that they will know you. I pray that they will know Jesus before they go to the other side, Lord God. We're not promised the next day, but right now we just say thank you. Right now we just say thank you for all that you have done, for all that you can do, and for all that we are believing you that you will do in our lives, Lord God. We just pray, Father God, that we will focus on you and giving you the praise, keeping you first, and doing what you called us to do, Lord. I pray, Father God, you touch every need. You know what we're going through, what every family is going through right now, Father God. And I pray that you bring healing. I pray you bring peace. And I pray you bring joy, Lord God. And I pray, Father God, that we will keep our eyes and our focus on you, Father God. You are greater than this pandemic. You are greater than every trouble and every trial. You will bring us through, Lord God. And I pray to God that we will still say yes and amen. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. You know, and, you know, praise God. Hey, Jamona. Hey. And, you know, and when you guys get a chance, you want to keep on praying, please continue to pray for my brother Gary down in Georgia. Keep on praying for him. Because, listen, people are going through. A lot of people have broken hearts. We're healing. And I pray that, like my cousin was saying, Archbishop, that we'll show compassion. That we'll show compassion. That we'll show compassion to people. And my last point tonight is this. Yo, Willie, I think I might need to bring the, I might need to turn the keyboard on so I can start playing some sad music next week, all right? You know, listen to this, guys. My question is this, what is your agenda? Not my monkey, not my show. My last point tonight is, what is your agenda? Are you in this for yourself? Are you in this for God to get the glory? Are you in this for yourself? Are you in this for God to get the glory? Praise God. Thank you, Derek. Thank you so much, Derek. Love you, man. Love you, too. And God bless you. We'll talk soon, okay? You know, thank you for coming through. What is your agenda? What is your agenda? Because listen to this. I know I've gone over, guys. I'm trying not to keep you too long. Do you want to see God glorified in your situation? Do you want to see God get the glory in your situation? Don't give up. Hold on. Don't give up. Hold on. What is your agenda? Do you want God to get the glory in your life? Why not ask you this? Because if you want God to get the glory in your life, guess what? You would say, like in John 6:38, Jesus said, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me." Are you willing to do the will of God who's created you? Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to do that? Jesus said, "Look, I came here to do the will of him who sent me." You know? Not to do my will. So what is your agenda? Why do you do the things you do? Is it for you, or is it for God to get the glory? Evangelista says this, "Yes, the last will be first. Many people are experiencing miracles despite this pandemic. God is faithful to his children. He will never leave us nor forsake us. We stunning the unbelievers like we should. We need to keep shining our light through this crisis. Even if we lose someone to this, we must remember we, the believers, grieve different. We have experienced number 29 deaths to this coronavirus, but we holding on to Lord, holding to our faith, and we still are thankful. Thank you, Evangelista. Evangelista has experienced a lot. Now, what's going on, Jonathan? She's experienced a lot in her ministry. She's from Puerto Rico, right, Evangelista? So she's experienced a lot of loss in her family and friends and things like that. So you're telling the truth, Evangelista. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. You know, guys, what is your is it about God being glorified? Listen, God will bring you through that fire. God will bring you through that hurt. God will bring you through that pain if you allow him to. It's not about focusing on other people. Let's not be distracted by what other people are doing. What are you doing? What are you doing? This season, like someone said, there are no excuses. No excuses. No excuses. Angela says, I gave a testimony in an earlier post in this thread. Yes, 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 Angela. Yes, you did. My mom says, prayer changes things. Amen, and thank you, Jesus. Amen. You know, I wish I can go back on this. I'd have to go back through this and look through it here on here, Angela, for your testimony. And I appreciate your testimonies. Listen, guys, because people are encouraged when we share, people are encouraged. It's not about what the tea is. No, no. What you need is Jesus. I've seen some people's posts and talk, what is the tea on this? What is the tea on that? You're a Christian. Why are you talking, worry about somebody else's tea? Okay, Willie says, we need part two to this. This, not enough. I've been blessed tonight. I'm about to bring out my Whoop Triggers app and shout. You know, all right, Willie. Okay, so maybe we're going to do part two of this another time next week. No, my question for you guys is this. Are you praying? James 5:16 says this. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Powerful and effective. Are you praying? Are you praying daily? Hey, Cindy, are you praying daily? Are you praying? Are we praying? What would happen if we stopped complaining and instead of complaining, say a prayer? Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you give me. Because guess what? Someone else has gone through something far worse than what you've gone through. But it doesn't negate what you're going through. It does not negate what you're going through. But you just understand, let me be thankful for what I have. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Because someone doesn't have what you think you have. You don't have. My mom says, praying for you and your family, Feedy. Pray that God will continue to strengthen and comfort you during this time. Yes, and I got to tell you this. Thanks, Lisa. It's so good to see you on here tonight. And it's so good to see you still going strong, still doing what God has called you to do and not giving up. I'm seeing people like Deborah. I'm seeing people like Preciousness. I'm seeing people like Lisa. I'm seeing people like Jonathan, young man, who's doing his thing, producing his music, doing his thing. I'm seeing people like my mother. God is continuing to keep her. I'm seeing people I don't want to leave anyone out here. Angela, seeing people like Derek, you know, Brenda, Reba, you know, I'm seeing all these different people, Brian, all these different people, my cousin, Nisi, my aunt, my family members who have gone through and God's brought them through. Listen to this. Are you praying? Prayer changes things. I see people like Karina. Karina said, good night, Greg. Good night, Karina. Thank you for staying. I'm about to close this thing out in a minute. Yeah, listen to this. What are you saying? What are you saying? What are you speaking? I appreciate you guys coming through. Karina, you have stood in there. You have stood and hung in here tonight. I appreciate you. I love all you guys. I love each and every one of you for coming through tonight. Please share this on your pages. And I want to say thank you for those who have shared this on your page. And I'm going to ask you guys, please keep me in your prayers, okay? I'm dealing with a little something right now. But I didn't want to stop. And I just ask that you guys to please keep in your prayers. And I'm going to go ahead and call it a night myself. And listen, guys, the biggest thing is I'm not focusing on what I'm going through, what I'm dealing with. I know that God is bigger than this situation. He's bigger than this thing, whatever it is. So just please keep me in your thoughts and your prayers, okay? Please share this on your pages. Listen, guys, not my monkey, not my show. Let's stay in our own lane. Let's encourage one another. First point, put your energy into what God is doing. Second point, make sure you are right first. Third point, you are what you eat. Fourth point is, what is your agenda? What is your agenda? Our agenda should be to do God's will, to serve him, to keep him first, to spread the gospel, to love him with our whole heart, mind, and soul, everything. Love him with everything. So I just want to encourage you guys. Hey, I see my cousin coming on. Hey, Willie Mae. When you guys get a chance, please check this out again. Please share this video on your pages. Let's pray for one another. Please lift my brother Gary in your prayers. And people have given their testimony on here tonight. Let's pray for one another. Angela says this: I know I'm not in here every time, but for some reason, when I do come through, God sent me the right things to say for the subject at hand. I have a testimony because of this pandemic. My income has been affected and has been increased. All right. Praise God. All right. God is able to do it. Won't he do it? Where is the shouting music? I'm going to turn my keyboard on so I can play some shouting music in here. Yes, God has increased. And I've seen him do it in my sister Deborah's life too, Angela. Praise God, Angela. Thank you for coming through and sharing that. Thank you. And the thing about this is not just about sharing. What are you receiving? Hopefully you are encouraged as well. Thank you. Thank you so much, Angela. I'm definitely encouraged. Thank you so much for coming through here. Hey, listen to this. Let's be open and receptive to what God is doing and watch what God is going to do in your life. No, fire. I praise God for that fire. Praise God for the prayers. What a mighty message even. Continue to strive after God, for that's a good thing. God bless you and good night. Thank you, Mom. God bless you, Angela. Greatness. Thank you. Thank you, sis. Thank you, sis, for coming through tonight. And I got a link, guys. I'm going to show you guys. There's a link on that's where I page. I want you guys to check it out. I'm doing it, and it's a testimony. Listen, God is doing that thing, and you're going to definitely be hearing from my sister Deborah. She's going to be coming on here pretty soon, and I'll be doing an extra day, probably like a Thursday or something, like a Wednesday or Thursday, and I'm going to have Deborah in. We're going to talk about what she's doing and everything, and I'm definitely going to talk more about my testimony, what God is doing in my life. You'll see that on my page. Phoebe, Evangelista, love you, brother. Sis Leva and all who join on, keep me in your prayers. I'll be praying for you all. Keep shining for the Lord. Victory is ours in Jesus' name. Good night. Buenas noches, mi hermana. Yes, we're going to do that, Deb. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you. And listen, guys, God bless you. God bless you. Let us be that light. Let's be a light and God, like, listen, this pandemic, God is bigger than this. God will bless you. Bigger. Even through this thing, God will bless you. Don't lose faith. Don't lose hope. Not my monkey, not my show. Stay focused. Don't be distracted by what you see happening around. God has something special for you with your name on it. That sounds like a song, Angela. Hey, pray for me. Thank you, Rosalind. Appreciate you. Thank you for praying for me. Please do. I'll explain to you guys later. God bless you. Love you guys. Be encouraged. Say a prayer for my brother Gary, who's down, one of my good friends who's down in Georgia. Let's pray that God would heal him. He had an operation tonight. It didn't go well. His sister-in-law came through. So please keep him in your prayers. Please keep his wife in your prayers. I love those two. I pray that God will bless you. Thank you for sharing your testimony, guys. Some powerful women, men and women of God. You've come through, and you're not giving up. Continue to tell your testimony, because someone needs to know that God is bigger than this situation. And I'm praying for you, Cindy, too, for your mom as well, Cindy. I love you guys. Say God bless you. Be encouraged, and I will see you guys soon, okay? Have a good night.